This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spraying the line.
Yeah, you sing it more as a question. Are we spraying the line? We'll find out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of been me.
We did get Ken Barkley making fun of our segment name last week.
Oh, you saw that?
I did see that. Yeah. I didn't see it when it happened. I think I saw it the next day or something. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Barkley tweeted us. What did he said?
He said it's truly an awful name.
Yeah, he wanted Pay Dirt to be the name of the segment.
He says Pay Dirt was right there. Very fair point. The origin of the segment, though, was not like, let's sit and think of a name for it.
It happened organically.
Organically, yeah.
Spring Line brought to you by Micah Parsons laughing at Jerry Jones and saying, see you at the Super Bowl, but you will be buying a ticket to watch me on the field. Spring and Lime brought to you by...
Hang the banner, Jerry.
Yeah, they definitely will. We haven't been to an NFC title game in 30 years. This one counts.
We gave it to them.
Spring and Lime brought to you by Razor Scooters. The only thing that hurts more than a Razor Scooter to the shin is my bank account after trusting a Sprague pick.
I one time was able, with a Razor Scooter, when it first came out, to do the jump, twirl it around, and land on it trick.
I mean, the Razor Scooters were...
The kickspin, dude.
Thank you, yeah.
Going over a little jump, spin that thing around.
Always the coolest feeling when you do a jump on like a scooter. In your mind, you're like a monster truck, but in reality, you're like 4 inches off the ground. You're like...
So I'm glad those videos don't exist. Spring and Lime brought to you by Dirt, asking how much he weighs, like Sprague, how many losses he has.
Deep down,
I'm not ashamed to tell you how often I lose. Are you kidding me? Two bills?
Come on, man. Come on. Spring Line brought to you by iPhone Autocorrect. Oh. His picks suck duck.
We know what you wanted to do.
Spring Line brought to you by Oregon State Special Teams. Still more reliable than a Sprague. You know what? Nope, I can't do it.
Can't even finish that.
Can't even do it. And I just got a piece of breakfast burrito down the tube. Spring Line brought to you by Aaron Rodgers' wife. Just as believable as a Sprague pick. All right, here's how we did last week.
Let's name Game, married to Game.
We all went 1-2. Sprager, you hit on the Raiders +2.5 in New England.
Yeah. Look at that.
And then you chose the Dolphins and the Panthers as your other bets.
We'll
move on from those.
I may have chose the two worst teams possible in week one.
We're all working out the Kings. Swag, you hit on the Buccaneers.
Thank you, Young Wei Koo.
Against the Falcons. You then took the Lions in Green Bay, and that
Did not
hit.
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of that one.
Hey, Seattle. Shout out to you. Thanks for taking the Seahawks.
You took the Seahawks.
Yes.
I was so happy about that.
I... I'm still convinced I was on the right side of that
but
game.
You weren't. You lost.
But you weren't.
I know.
You won, loser.
I know.
I hit on the Chargers on Friday night in Brazil.
Yes.
I'm not afraid anymore. And then somehow the Bears blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's
and
what the Bears do.
The Steelers won by two instead of four. Thank you, Pittsburgh.
That's what Tomlin does.
Thank you for that. So all of us 1-2, we go back to resetting the week one T-Box. Mm. Brandon Sprague, the T-Box is yours.
Oh, really? That's right. We were all 1-2.
Yeah.
I'm going to start, and I'm going to do it.
The trap, trap.
Is it a trap?
I don't know if it's a trap, but I love a trap.
Trap,
I'll
trap.
Follow a trap. Give me the Bronco defense on the road against Daniel Jones.
I'll take Broncos minus 1.5.
I'm going to go ahead and jump in real quick and give my first pick because that is, I don't care.
Do it.
I don't care.
Do it.
Oh, okay.
I can't, 3 weeks ago, if you give me that line, I'm putting my entire account on Broncos minus 1.5. What? That's got to be 6.5, 7.5, north of a touchdown.
Be careful.
I'm careful. All in. I'm in the trap as well. That's it's my first trap. Pick as well.
I might be caught in the trap. I will start first.
Are we all three taking the Broncos?
We're so bad.
We can't
gambling.
Do it if we
no,
do it. Okay.
I'm
okay.
not touching that game.
Okay. Thank you.
The Dolphins are awful. They don't deserve to be a favorite ever at any point. I will take the Patriots plus 1.5 on the road. Convinced that Vrabel will be able to bottle up that horrific display of offense. It might be ugly 10-7 that they win.
Oh my God. 7 points at home would be a disaster.
But there's no way the Dolphins deserve to be a favorite.
You lost a point on this within like the last 2 hours because I think everybody and their mom is also jumping on that.
That's when you jump on the line earlier.
It should be pick 'em at worst.
You know, agree with you there.
The one thing I don't like about this segment is I don't always lay these bets right now.
Yeah, I know.
I will wait till Sunday.
Wait till Sunday morning. But
and then reevaluate. And sometimes that doesn't work for you. Sometimes it helps you.
Sometimes I like to lock him in before the segment because I don't know where the line's going to go.
Well, and I'm gonna do this one. Okay. You got absolutely railroaded last week on one of your picks. You should have covered. They won by two.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this and hope it actually goes in my favor come Sunday. I think Seattle can run the ball. I like Mike McDonald getting ready. If you go read some of the Aaron Rodgers stuff that I read by the smart analytical football people.
Yes.
A lot of Charlie checkdowns, screens, play action boots worked for him. He doesn't like to boot normally. And he's kind of been hurting. He's taken hits. He took some shots in that game, and he talked this week about how he's feeling it a little bit. He's 41. I'm going to take the Seahawks getting a field goal on the road and hope that it gets to a hook.
Yeah.
Dangerous spot. Totally understand why you would take Steelers. I'm taking Seahawks with the points plus the three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, next pick, I'll go. I'm going to, you know, look, sometimes I get into the problem and spraying the line where I ride a heater and I ride it too long, but I'm gonna stick on it, dude. I'm a believer in what they're building. I'm a believer in the quarterback, and I think he's on the brink of having one of those kind of breakout years. Not that his regular season was bad last year because it was outstanding, but everybody wants to talk about one game and one game only. They have an extended break because they played on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it on Monday night. I think the Chargers, you can make an argument, are better on the road because they don't get to play any home games. I wasn't overly impressed with what I saw from the Raiders. It was a nice win in week one, no doubt about it. I also like the Jim Harbaugh history against Pete Carroll. I'm on the the hook scares me. Not a fan of the hook, but I'd like Chargers -3.5 in Vegas on Monday night.
All right. I have that written down as well. I was
double dipping the chip this week. Huh?
What the Chargers, how they did it against the Chiefs was, I think, more impressive than what they did to the Chiefs. They spread it around. Three receivers had five or more catches. Herbert had time and comfort in the pocket to throw. They
Joel
ran when
so
they
good.
Wanted
he was
to.
Amazing.
So I just think that offense will overwhelm the Raiders at the end of the day.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go big. I do love the Patriots. I'm going to scratch that off of one of my picks. I'm going to gamble that because I totally agree with most of what you just said there, Swigard. I also really like the over in Philly and KC, but I like choosing sides for this segment. I'm taking Baltimore -11.5.
Oh, you're laying the big wood.
I'm laying big wood.
Ooh.
I don't normally lay big wood. Backdoor cover written all over it.
The big wood's still in here?
But, yeah, the wood is
today
still
I'm
in here.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
I think they respond. I also just, is Cleveland good? I don't know. So I'm going to take Baltimore home opener, and I hope that they don't choke that lead away. And okay. I have them winning that game by more than 11.5.
Okay. Swag, you want to give your last pick?
Yes. I am going to go. It is back under a touchdown. And so I will take the Lions.
Oh, God.
-6.5.
You guys have every pick the same -1 game?
Nah, yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do. That's all right.
Well, you were last, so he should be worried.
The Vikings,
that's true.
The Vikings showed the blueprint on how to disrupt Caleb Williams, and the one thing the Lions are equipped to do is rush the passer. They're going to turn those guys loose, and the offense will hopefully find a little bit of a stride. If they go in, Minnesota's offense kicked in when they started rushing the football. And I think Detroit will come out and try to establish the run with their thunder and lightning combo there in the backfield. And that will open things up for Goff then to work the ball down the field.
Let me ask
because
you this.
We'll tread water as long as it takes
that's
to
right.
bury you.
We all made our three picks. What's the game you're too afraid to publicly say that you might find yourself betting come Sunday? Because mine is absolutely for no reason. There's no evidence I should do this. I'm circling that Jags-Bengals game. Why is it 3.5?
Oh, for me, it's the Cowboys covering.
Yeah. The Bengals were. That was a second half.
Second half was ugly, dude. It was ugly.
But also, Lawrence wasn't great against the Panthers.
I'll give you one. The Panthers money line against the Cardinals.
Oh, gross.
I know. You asked for the grossest one that
I
exists.
Know.
Two more rational ones that I do like this weekend that I won't put in Sprague in the line. I do like the Falcons getting a hook on Sunday Night Football. I know we're very high on J.J. McCarthy because he won the game and win-loss is a quarterback stat for a lot of people. Let's not sit here and act like the Vikings offense was firing on all cylinders. They were horrible for three quarters.
I just worry about
and
the
they woke
game.
Up late. I get it. I'm not
the
saying Atlanta wins, but you're giving me a hook. I just don't see that being wider than a field
Cowboys
goal.
Cowboys line's down to 4.5.
It's down to 4.5,
everybody
yeah.
thinking the Giants offense is
Thomas
enough.
Is going to be back on the offensive line. Potentially he's back at practice today. Yeah. The other one that I don't get, I'm not going to take the bait on the trap, but I will. Well, I guess not in spring line, but I will gamble it personally. I'm all over Bucks money line Monday night.
Yeah, that one's just.
Why are they an underdog in that game?
Because Houston's at home and it's a bounce back. I don't know, man.
Home opener, maybe they're.
I like the Bucks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. My last pick, though, yes, will be Lions -6.5. It's Dan Campbell. I think he wants to make a point.
I think you
feel better about it after the way the Green Bay looked last night against the Commies, their week
it's
one
so
performance.
Good.
I think Caleb sucks. I think I'm there. I don't think he's good.
He's still in his head. He's still in his
head.
He's
wearing a t-shirt under his jersey. Like, he makes one wow throw that makes you go, okay, there's something there, and then it's just sack, sack, miss a guy by 10 yards.
It's sack. The and they can't run the football.
Yes, they can't run the football.
They can't run the football.
I think the Lions are pissed off at home, home opener, and they're going to say, hey, Ben Johnson, we don't need you. Suck on this.
Another bad performance with Caleb would have Chicago melting down.
I mean, Mitchell Trubisky has better numbers through 18 career games than Caleb Williams. That's a and he won more games too.
I'm not gonna I'm not gonna do that. He did go into a playoff team.
He did. But you know, to each their own.
Not great start for Caleb. I'll
there you go. Spring in the line every Friday at 9:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.